Senator Elbert Gillery was the first of the most recent defectors. He had the upper chamber to himself earlier this year as he stood in near dark, recording a YouTube video that would be eventually watched by over 750,000 people.
Somehow it's been forgotten that the Republican Party was founded in 1854 as an abolitionist movement with one simple creed, that slavery is a violation of the rights of man.
Gillery's video detailed the reasons for his switch from the Democratic Party back to the Grand Ole Party, concentrating on select moments from Republicans' history.
Frederick Douglass called Republicans the party of freedom and progress, and the first Republican president was Abraham Lincoln.
After the Civil War, Gillery notes, the Democrats became the party of Jim Crow. His lesson continues into the 50s.
It was the Republican president Dwight Eisenhower who championed the Civil Rights Act of 1957, but it was the Democrats in the Senate who filibustered the bill.
Dr. Wayne Parent, who studies electoral trends in the South at LSU, says Senator Gillery left out important pieces of history, like the 1948 Democratic National Convention, the catalyst for the geographic divide of the Democratic Party.
Once Hubert Humphrey, who was actually went to LSU and saw the racism and went back to Minnesota, and at that 1948 convention said, you know, we've got to support civil rights, Southern Democrats walked out of the party. Not Earl Long.
Racism played a key role in the South's Republican conversion. But Louisiana's Republican transformation took a detour thanks to populism and the teachings of the Catholic Church.
The Catholic Church was, at the time, the emphasis was on economics, was on poor people's movements and things like that. But then the emphasis changed, and you could see this in the voting patterns of Southern Cajun, Southern Louisiana. Emphasis changed to abortion and gay marriage and the like. And abortion especially moved Southern white Catholics in Louisiana into the Republican Party.
In 1964, Parent says when the Republican Party picked up other Southern Democrats after the Civil Rights Act,
that gave the National Republican Party the same dilemma that the Democrats had, was like, we don't want to be the party of racists.
So Republicans spun the 1968 presidential campaign to appease both Northern and Southern voters.
There was the intervening Nixon Southern strategy, well, we can be the party against crime, and that was sort of a code word for race.
Then Reagan further developed code words, shifting focus from race to moral issues.
He did some things that kept code words like welfare queens, but all the new social issues. So abortion, and I mean, those are all relatively new to the scene, abortion and gay marriage and all that sort of stuff.
Which worked well in Louisiana because those teachings aligned with the church. But what does this history mean for politics now? Parent says scales will tip depending on Governor Jindal's choices over the next two legislative sessions.
If the emphasis turns away from social issues to economic issues in Louisiana, if Jindal keeps pounding economic issues, in other words, being pro-business and less concerned about lower-income people, that's going to help Democrats a little bit.
But if economic issues are connected to race, Parent says, or if social issues come into play, Republicans could further cement their hold on the state. Kelly Connolly, WRKF News.